Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jackson takes the snap, fakes the handoff, runs to the right, tucks inside the 10, and he's hit hard at the 6-yard line. And he'll be stopped there, but the pickup is enough to give Lamar Jackson the single season rushing record for a quarterback in NFL history.
Wow.
Welcome to the fresh new page in the record book that reads only Lamar Jackson. Power formation, double tight ends, backs in the eye. Jackson throws, end zone. Mark Andrews makes the catch, and he's in for the touchdown. He was in the record book. He was out of the record book. He's back in the record book. Lamar Jackson going to the end zone. Hollywood Brown is there. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Hollywood Brown. Fourth and one. Sam Darnold under pressure throws incomplete to Jamison Crowder. Broken up by Marlon Humphrey. And once again, the Ravens defense stops the Jets on fourth and one for a second time tonight. RG3 takes the final snap of the game, and that'll do it. As the Ravens defeat the New York Jets 42-21, the final score, the Ravens improve to 12-2 on the season. And with the win, they have captured the AFC North Division crown for a second year in a row.
Wow. I don't care, man. You're breaking records, NFL records, season records, or obviously all-time records. Either way, those are special. A lot of guys have been playing that game a long time, and you're able to do it. And, you know, the old school run stuff's kind of – look at how many 1,000-yard rushers the Dolphins have had. We got one out of Jay Ajayi.
Mm-hmm.
We got Ricky Williams had a couple of impressive ones, 1,800 and 1,300. They don't happen a lot, man. We got a quarterback running around. Running friggin' like it's somewhere between Boynton Beach High School and Louisville and making guys look bad. I'll tell you what, this guy doesn't make anybody look bad. He's a good dude.
That's right. Joining us right now in the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Dolphins defensive tackle Devon Godchow going to join us right now. Devon, good morning. Thanks for your time.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
We're doing great, Devon. It's nice to have you on here, and let's just get into the good stuff, man. So the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year nominee, you got it for the Dolphins, and, man, I was glad to see it because you've been doing a lot of stuff, man, on your off time with all these things.
Yeah.
Where does that come from, man?
I mean, I just have to say, like, my mom and my mentors, you know, like, just keeping me humble, just keeping me, you know, well-rounded, you know, never forget where you come from, you know, just getting the time, man. I mean, it's always a pleasure to give back in the community.
I just really, it's great, man. You see, I didn't realize some of the things. I was just reading articles on some of the things you're involved with and splitting up time between Boys and Girls Club and some of the other things that you've been doing. It's great to see the DCC and all the other things. Fantastic stuff there. Hey, man, let's jump right into the football stuff here. After the first four games, Devon, I was a little concerned, my man. I was like, oh, boy. Were you concerned after those first four games? Like, we got to get better. Like, this can't. And all of a sudden, it's like you throw those first four games out, it's been a lot better situation, even after losing some really good players.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't concerned at all because I know the work we put in the OTAs and training camp. You know, I know the work that it'll eventually show. I just think we had to just bond and gel as a team, come together as one. So I wasn't really concerned. I mean, even though the first, you know, like really the first two games, really the first game was like, you know, like wasn't us at all. So I mean, you know, we kind of got, you know, like kind of let Baltimore kind of like have their way. So I mean, I think you know just going back into the workbooks, going back into the meeting rooms, and you know just keep gelling at it. and just keep getting better. I think that was the biggest improvement that we made.
Devon, like piggybacking what Joe said, there are a couple games left in the season. Obviously, the beginning of the season, not what you wanted the start of the season to look like. But how much has Brian Flores' influence or just his attitude kind of changed the locker room a little bit, whether wins or losses, just what it's done to the locker room this season?
I think just the confidence aspect, you know, like just knowing that, you know, like we have the talent and we have the ability to beat every game. You know what I mean? Even though, you know, like we lost, like you guys said, like we lost some really good players, you know, we have the confidence and the attitude to beat every game, you know, no matter who we play, you know, no matter who it is. You know, I think, you know, just having that mindset about each and every week that, you know, like we're going to be in the ball game. Now we got to go win the ball game. You know, like, you know, fourth quarter last week, it suggests, you know, I can count, you know, like plenty of games, you know, we in fourth quarter. We are still in the ballgame against, like, really good teams. You know what I mean? So I just think, you know, like, just having that mindset each and every week that, you know, now we got to go finish as 2 to 3 men and go take this football game because nobody's going to give it to us.
Devon, you guys got a lot of new teammates, and more guys keep coming in. Either guys don't play well and they get rid of them, or they put them on IR and more guys coming in. What is that like? I don't ever remember a year anything like this one. What's it like for you as a player?
I mean, it's tough because the hardest thing in football is to have trust. You know, like you gotta trust your teammates and you gotta build that. I think, you know, like you build those trust during hard situations, like things like training camp when Coach Flo got us conditioning, and like we gotta come back and have one more team period. You know, like, you know, so I think like those times like that are like, you know, like that's when you build the most trust in your teammates. Because can I trust this guy outside of me? Can I trust him that he's gonna do his job? And like that he's gonna get it done, that he's gonna stay in this gap, that he's gonna have the right B gap rush. You know, just things like that. I just think, you know, just in those tough times that builds like true trust, you know, it builds true adversity. So I think like, you know, just having new guys, you know, I mean, that's the biggest thing you have to build is trust.
Devon, what does it do to the guys on the sideline or even in the locker room in general when you see your quarterback, 37-year-old quarterback, just about every single week, Ryan Fitzpatrick, giving up his body, running, doing something crazy on the field that you wouldn't really expect a 37-year-old out there to be doing? What does it do for the defense? Does it give you guys a little bit of extra oomph kind of on the sideline to see your guy, your old man, Ryan Fitzpatrick, doing stuff like that on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying, I mean, as a defensive lineman, I mean, I love that, you know, my quarterback sacrificing his body, you know, going in and scoring a touchdown, diving for a touchdown, you know. I mean, diving for a first down. I mean, I love that. That gives me fired up knowing that, you know, like, we can't let him down because he's giving his all. Now we need one more stop on defense to get him the ball back to do it again. So, I mean, I love situations like that. You know, I thrive in situations like that. So, I mean, the things that Fitz are doing, I mean, I love it, man. It's incredible.
One good thing for you has been, even though that secondary has been all over the place with either injury or just guys in and out of that lineup, you look at Jenkins and Wilkins and yourself, and pretty much the linebacking core has stayed the same. It seems like it's really helped. Raekwon, Jerome, Sam Aguavin, and then throwing in a little cranberry man there with Beagle. It's been a lot of the same group of guys. And it looks like you guys have really started to play well. Do you feel like you're playing better?
Yes, I mean, just one game at a time. I mean, just new opponent every week. I mean, just get better from last week. I mean, just never get complacent. You know, I think that, you know, those, you know, two C-verse, one of them to be your worst and one of them to be your best. You know, being complacent and staying consistent, you know. So I think, you know, our motto is, you know, we want to stay consistent. We want to get better each and every week, you know. So I think, you know, having that mindset with Coach Flo and all our coaches in the building, you know, like having that mindset of staying consistent and getting better every week, I think, you know, like, I mean, that's the biggest key there. And that's the, I think guys in the front seven have done that.
Devon, I got to ask you this one. I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but so we sit around here on these shows and fans, and all we hear about is all the draft picks next year and all the money for free agency. Is it hard to block all that stuff out when you hear it and what the Dolphins might do with their first overall pick and 7 picks in the first 3 rounds? Are you guys able to block all that stuff out or not?
Man, Joe, I don't worry about none of that stuff. I mean, hey, I'm not GM. I'm not Chris Greer. I'm not the owner, Steven Ross. So, I mean, I don't worry about none of those things. So I just come each and every day and focus on what I got to do with my task at hand, get better each and every day or something.
All right, let's talk about the meat and potatoes. LSU in the playoff.
Oh, now. He'll talk about that.
No, I know. We're kind of buttering him up for this at this point. Joe Burrow, LSU, man, offense and defense. Right, we're just buttering you up for this. Give me a little scouting report. LSU going to run through that playoff
or what? Fun fact, Joe. So fun fact. I was watching the College Football Awards last night, and I didn't know if it was the College Football Awards or if it was the LSU Awards last night. I didn't know the difference because Grant Delpit won the Jim Buck Award. The receiver Jamar Chase won the Best Receiver Award. Joe Burrow damn near swept every award they had out there. So, I mean, I didn't really know. I mean, I just hope it wasn't a trap, a setup to us playing Oklahoma on December 29th, whenever the game is. So I didn't know whether it was the College Football Awards or whether it was LSU Awards. Really didn't know.
Devon, there's one more award coming out Saturday night. Joe's going to pick that one up also.
Oh, that Heisman, yeah.
I think everybody knows he's going to pick it up. And now everybody just want to see if he's going to break the record in votes. I think everybody knows he's going to win a Heisman. My question is, I just want to see if he's going to break the record in votes.
Yeah. Hey, so I watch him. We've watched him all year. You were talking about him long before everybody kind of jumped on the bandwagon. He's passed every test. Yeah, he's passed every test possible, man. I know the Tua stuff was out there and everything else, but Joe played against really good competition. He passes whatever marks, and you know the marks in the NFL. Has he done this? I don't know what else the guy can do. He can run. He throws. He got a little something to him back there, a little cocky, like that stuff you want your quarterback to have.
I love it.
Yeah, so what do you think?
I mean, I think he's a real deal. I mean, he passed my eyeball test. I mean, you know, of course these playoffs is going to be critical. You know, I think, you know, at the end of the day, he want to be judged as winning the national championship. I just could tell his mindset, his attitude, focus. You know, he's still focused on the goal. You know, like a lot of people say, oh, he going to win a Heisman, and you know he might have a bad playoff game. You know, but I don't think that. I don't think that's Joe's mindset at all. You know, it's just me looking at the kids, just scouting the kid out. I mean, I just think he has the right mindset. I think it starts with his parents. You know, I mean, he have the right mindset with those guys. I mean, they raised him right. They raised him correct, you know. So I think just having that mindset, just having those role models around him is a great help for him.
Devon, you played defense at LSU in the Big Bad SEC. If there was a quarterback that carved through all the really good teams like Joe Burrow has, how could he not be the top guy and win all these awards? Like, I've been saying that for weeks now, the fact that if you carve up the SEC, you're obviously a pretty good quarterback and a pretty good player, offensively or defensively. Yeah. But the way he's been playing lately, he's put himself on another level.
Yeah, man, breaking the SEC passing record, touchdown record. I mean, that's 4,000, damn near 5,000 yards a season. Like, that's incredible. Like, I mean, I don't – 50 touchdowns, damn near 50 touchdowns in one season. Like, you know, that's just kind of insane. And all of them passing touchdowns, you know. I mean, so that's just kind of insane to me. But, I mean, I think, you know, hey, like at the end of the day, like they have, you know, two more games left. And I know this team. I know the coach, you know. Know him real well. Coach Ed Orgeron coached me defensive line at LSU. So I know, like they say, they're not done yet. They still have two more games. And I know the big prize on their list is a national championship.
Devon, before we let you go, man, I saw your comment. Like, you'd like to get this team to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl championship, and it was great. But you also said how important that Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year award would be for you. You don't hear a lot of guys say that, man. That I thought that was pretty cool when I was looking at all the things. Talk about that.
So I think, you know, besides winning the Super Bowl, I think the Walter Payton Man of the Year is probably the biggest award out there. You know, I just showing your true character on and off the field. I mean, you know, like just doing – I mean, just to me, like just giving back, just sacrificing your time, you know, because we have Mondays and Tuesdays. We barely have free time. So the time we do have free time, going out in the community, going out in the off season and doing, you know, giving back with the kids or just giving back, period. I mean, I think that's like one of the biggest achievements, the biggest accomplishment. So I think anytime you can do it, I think that's self-explanatory. You know what I mean? I think, you know, like I said, besides probably winning the Super Bowl or maybe like MVP, I think the Walter Payton Man of the Year is probably the best award out there.
Yeah. Devon, great stuff, man. Really, really good stuff. What you're doing back home where you come from and here in town, I know a lot of it goes for your sister and everything else. So, hey, thank you, man. Always great having you. Appreciate it. And we'll see you on the plane. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Devon Gottschall. You could join the Miami Dolphins for a free family-friendly event that helps fight cancer. The training ride for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge, DCC, is on Saturday, December 14th, Hard Rock Stadium. Get ready for a morning of family fun as you walk, run, or bike safely around the stadium. Visit DolphinsCancerChallenge.com to claim your free tickets.
He gives money for every tackle he makes.
Awesome.
I don't know how many guys do that. And listen, he's still on the rookie contract.
Right,
he's
right.
He's not in the... Not that second one. Not yet.
Not yet. All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline once again. It's time for Larry Bluestein. It's Friday morning. Blue, four down, three to go. Is that how we're looking at this high school state championship right now?
Yeah, definitely. And I'll tell you what, wow, what a last two nights. I mean, what a contrast the last two nights. One went down to the wire and one never even got to the wire. I mean, it was amazing. And you know what? Dade County, South Florida football is certainly showing, you know, where the power is. And that's the one thing that everybody's been talking about. And since they split those classes up and sent Carroll City to four and Northwestern to five and Central to six. People were thinking last year when this happened that here in December, this is what we'd see, and certainly what a performance.
It is funny because all these teams in the past have knocked each other out in the playoffs, and now they're going, wow, okay, this is working out nice. I like this. So Booker T, Chaminade, Champagnat, and Central, 4-for-4 with state championships. Columbus, Northwestern, St. Thomas Aquinas left.
Right.
What are your thoughts, Blue? How do we look on those last three games?
Well, tonight's game will be, I think, the toughest. You got Apopka, who's been here six out of the last 8 years. You know, they know how to win. But you take a Columbus team that everybody's been doubting. I mean, myself included. You know, I mean, it's they went through a stretch there where, you know, mentioning this day would have been comical at best, you know. I mean, that they would make the state finals. But Dave Dunn's come in, and you met him the other night. Great guy, hard-working man, and he's put this team together. So they come in this evening. It's been the one thing that hasn't been favorable, the weather's been terrible the last two nights. It's been raining, and I think today the same thing. You know, they got a running back who is exceptional in Henry Parrish, and yeah, I think they have a good shot. I think tomorrow's games are going to be memorable because I don't think there'll be a seat in the house for either game that you'll be able to get, because you have the 12 o'clock matchup. You have Orlando Jones, who's never been here, and they have a rabid bunch of alumni that I guess bought their entire allotment of tickets. And I don't even have to tell you about Northwestern. I mean, they've been up here all week already. Yeah. And they're ready for that. And they're two-time defending state champions. And then St. Thomas Aquinas, who probably has more at stake than anybody left, because a win on Saturday evening against Orlando Edgewater, Joe, and they can make a stake, you know, for a national title. And certainly that's not escaping Roger Harriott or that team. So it's all business-like.
Yeah.
But the first two games have been crazy, and especially Booker T, who really took almost a certain loss and turned it around and with a great finish and won a state title. And wow, what an exciting one that was!
How about the Booker T story? And by the way, the papers very seldom write about it. It's kind of always known, but we never talk about when five guys transfer to one school, two go to another school. And Booker T, and they lose their coach, and the players go, "Don't worry, we'll win with what we have here." That Booker T story is about as good a story as we've had down here for a while. Columbus story's great too. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah,
how about Booker T? All those kids.
Yeah.
I didn't think that many guys would ever transfer out of Booker T.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, it's not even close. That story to me, that's Hollywood. That's something that you can make a story of. You just put it into perspective with the five kids going who all start I play a key role for Northwestern. Two kids went to Gulliver, and then a couple of other kids filtered out. You lose Ike Harris, who took a job at Florida Memorial, which, you know, is best in his best interest. Then the head coach, you know, to add to that, the Earl Tillman, who was the associate head coach, has cancer, lost over 150 pounds, goes for chemo. He had his chemo treatment the day before they came up here. And then you compound that a little further by their defensive line coach, Coach Wright, had a stroke 10 minutes before the American game this year. So it's not been an easy ride, and I'll tell you.
Damn,
bro. They've turned things around, and, you know, Jacksonville Bulls came out to play, and there's no doubt about it. They came and took it right to them. But, you know, kind of a wake-up call, fourth quarter, they put things together, and they came away with a win, and well-deserved, because, you know, the man upstairs had to be looking.
Yeah.
You know, you look at in that scenario, you think
great kids,
there's a higher
man.
Power.
Yeah,
no doubt. And then I can't even tell you about last night. Miami Central came out and made no mistake about who was the better team from the beginning, rushed for ace. State record, 500 yards.
Wow.
I mean, three guys over 100 yards. They mauled them 62-27. It was, it was just an amazing performance. You know, it was one of those games that they didn't care about playing defense. They just went out and did what they could on offense. And one of the games that everyone's going to remember, but it kind of sets the table for tonight and then tomorrow.
Hey, Blue, real quickly, we were at the Nat Moore MVP presentation on CBS the other night. We had something. I was sitting next to you. We had an awkward moment. Henry Parrish went up there to get the award after 31 touchdowns and 2,000-something yards so far this year, and, of course, still has one more game. But they were asking about Pitt, and he just kind of froze up on, hey, you're going to be playing in cold weather, and he got real quiet. And I remember sitting there going, and I started the show the next day going, he ain't going to Pitt, man. He's getting ready to switch. He decommits.
Yeah.
What's the thought on where he's going now?
Well, I'll throw you a little bit of a curveball right here, only because Kevin Smith, who coached at FAU, is a South Florida guy, coached at Central Florida, was an awesome football player at Miami Southridge, went to Ole Miss. And I'll tell you what, don't be surprised if Lane Kiffin doesn't come away with Henry Parrish in the end. And he goes and plays in the SEC. So, you know, right now a lot of the talk was Florida. I know the people in Gainesville believe, oh, wow, we could turn. But don't be surprised if Lane Kiffin with some South Florida ties and plenty of South Florida ties comes away with Henry Parrish. But, you know, Pitt's still in there. And then, you know, I mean, he hasn't ruled them out. He just wanted to step back and, you know, but you and I saw it, you know. You kind of knew that. I think that the question almost pressured him into making the commitment that he wasn't ready to do it on a tremendous broadcast. And let me say that I know you stated that yesterday morning, the other morning, but what a great event CBS4 put on. It was Heisman Trophy presentation like, and it was first class all the way. And I know you and I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, just having all those kids and, you know, you, the other three kids are just, it was just class act.
Awesome.
By the way, families, it was great seeing their families there, you know, not showing up with a grandmother or something. It was,
you
see where those kids, really strong families. It felt good. It was great. Can't say enough about Adam. I don't usually get a chance to stroke general managers at, you know, for that guy putting that together. That's his baby. And he got behind wanting to do this in a day where high school sports, Blue, you're kind of out there by yourself, my man. It was nice to see. Good stuff to see and getting behind that, man. So,
you know, he approached me last March about the idea, and I had no idea, you know, what he was talking about. But I'll tell you what, after the other night, he fully has my attention now because, you know, somebody who's tried to carry the banner here for 49 years for high school football, and thanks to you and – you
not
know,
me.
For helping
you do it by
me.
Yourself. Man.
Well, you give us the forum, and that's the
you're
one
giving Barry. Who's the other guy with you that gives Barry all that stuff? By the way, the guy like you should be.
Oh,
doing
Bill
it.
Daly. Bill Daly.
No, not Bill Daly. The other recruiting guy. What's his name?
Which one?
Oh no, again, whatever. I don't want to get in trouble with the guy.
I don't want you to get in trouble. Yeah, I do, but I don't want to. But we do that. And
Blue,
I
I'm dying over here, Blue. I know what Joe's doing. Good. I'm glad you didn't fall for that trap. That's it.
Boo,
you're the best, man. You're the best.
I'll tell you, every time that Joe opens his mouth, man, I bet you cringe, man.
Oh, like, yeah. 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, of course.
Yeah. Blue, you're the best, man. Well, take care. And,
thanks,
hey, 7 for 7 is
do it.
Yes.
There's a chance, man.
We'll do it. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
All right, Larry Bluestein, South Florida High School Sports.com. And not falling.
She acted like all of a sudden he didn't know who the other guy was.
I couldn't hold back.
All of a sudden.
I couldn't hold
back.
You're
talking about the other guy who's had his attorneys, you know,
right,
through the years.
I know.
When
I,
he was doing
I
some,
know his name, so I know
he might have been
does.
Doing some stuff he shouldn't have been doing. I'm just saying.
Right. We already went through that.
Yeah,
right.
So we're done. We're back.
Blue, Blue hasn't forgotten a name in about 50 years, oh, except for just.
He started throwing out Bill Daly.
You can ask Blue about someone on Miami Northwestern on the 1972 team,
yeah,
and he'll throw out a name and
all
a stat.
All of a sudden, he can remember the guy does the same thing he does. Oh, man. He's trying to protect me. Protect me from myself.
Thank you, Blue.
Protect me from attorneys coming over
no
here.
No more apologies.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, I want to tell you about Health Gains. Whew. Let's jump to Health Gains here real fast. Blue, you're beautiful. He was squirming for just a second.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood, before we get going with your headlines, Lamar Jackson took his jersey off after breaking an NFL record and gave it to Jets players. I don't know which one of those guys got it last night.
I think it was Le'Veon Bell, wasn't it?
Why
no,
would you,
no, it was there, but it was someone else. It was one
why,
of the other guys.
Why would you give a record-setting jersey, which got to have great value, and he signed it and gave it to some Jets guy, and the Jets guy gave him a jersey back? Like, whose Jets jersey would you want back? Like, did somebody in Baltimore go, hey, Lamar, that's kind of a special jersey,
right,
man. I mean, that's one you put up at home, man. Did you see that? I was like,
they said on jersey.com and one of the websites, it said that a strange scene on the field when cameras spotted Jackson signing jerseys for three Jets players. Le'Veon Bell, Robbie Anderson, and linebacker James Burgess all wanted. Pretty much standard procedure at this point to exchange jerseys on the field after the game, but a weird scene seeing three different players just ask for autographs. How about that?
But he signed and gave one of those guys his right, damn jersey. That thing's got value, man. What do you got there? I'm sorry. What do we got there, Woody?
Well, from one bad move to another here, Clinton Portis is in a little bit of trouble along with a bunch of other Clinton NFL players who are involved in this thing. It's basically a health insurance fraud scheme that these guys got involved in here, and they were making false claims for all types of expensive medical equipment like hyperbaric oxygen chambers, ultrasound machines, electromagnetic therapy devices. All this stuff is really expensive, and so these guys were making false claims, and they were cashing in. Officials say the plan paid out more than $3 million to these former NFL players before they were finally caught. Now, the problem for Portis, him and the other suspects are facing up to 20 years in prison and fines that could exceed $250,000.
Not good.
$250,000 he doesn't have.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
I saw they're already coming out, and they got their attorneys. And these guys had no idea. Like, what didn't you have an idea about? Help me out. What didn't you know
right,
that they decided to put your name on this?
A couple of other names. Corral Buckhalter's in this, and Carlos Rogers are a couple of the other right, players that are involved in this thing.
It's the Gene Upshaw NFL Player Health Reimbursement Plan. So they get one of these devices, and then they call up the place and say, I paid $75,000 for this device. It's in my house right now, and they get a check back for the $75,000. Problem is, there's no devices. That's the big
you
problem.
You set something
there,
up right, that has good intentions,
right,
and you get idiots to do this.
Part of the CBA in 2006, they put that whole thing together. Tax-free reimbursement, out-of-pocket medical care expenses.
Listen, man, I'm sorry. No sympathy. If they find out these guys, and they got proof these guys trying to beat the system on that scam, let them go.
It affects guys like you. It affects guys that
just,
you know, older
me,
players.
But
I'm just saying, guys that yeah,
BS,
right.
So just, I don't care if it's your favorite college player or whatever. That's
not a good look. Right.
What else you got, man?
All right, I'd like to give you guys a good story.
You did
here.
Go down low. Right
no,
there.
I'm going to tell you guys about what I have to consider the greatest performance in the history of golf. This is better than Tiger in the Masters, any of that kind of stuff. Tommy Two Gloves Gainey.
Again?
Tommy Two Gloves Gainey was arrested 4 days ago for in a prostitution ring. He was caught offering $60
right.
to an undercover officer. The cops came running in. It was all caught on video. Very embarrassing situation, right?
Right.
4 days later,
no.
he shoots a 6-under 66, six birdies, and an eagle in the greatest performance in the history of golf in Winter Garden, Florida. Just fantastic.
All right.
Great story.
I will tell you, for a guy that, you know, probably has had a few issues, to be able to block out all the stuff going on around you that's not good, including never good when you go home and somebody that you're dating or married to finds out you
paid 60.
60 bucks to get a quickie.
That's right.
That's not good. And then go out and be able to block it all out and go out and shoot one of your best rounds of golf is impressive. Yes. I agree with you.
Greatest performance ever, would you say?
Might be second behind Tiger.
I mean,
Masters.
The sport needed this.
No, but Tiger fell apart. When Tiger's life fell apart, he crumbled right with.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He did.
Right.
He literally
back,
this
shoulder,
guy gets pinched,
everything.
Nothing. Right. Nope. Doesn't flinch.
Yeah. Tiger's hitting pitching wedges in the water.
He offered an undercover officer $60. And he doesn't even flinch when he goes out on the course. Nope. 4 days later.
Good for him.
Mental
respect
toughness.
To you, Tommy.
Mental toughness.
Right.
Very tough to block out stuff and let it go. I always think of Kobe was going through all that stuff and going back and hitting 30-something a night.
Well, I mean, he did also buy a $13 million diamond ring or whatever.
I had to buy that,
too. Whatever it was.
And do the apology with her standing there.
He had to fly back and forth from playoff games to a trial.
Jeez.
I like his nickname, too, by the way, Two Gloves.
It is pretty cool.
Does he golf with two gloves? Like,
yeah,
is that his thing?
That's
okay.
It. Yeah,
I do that, too.
What do you mean?
I wear two gloves when I golf.
I didn't even know you golf.
Well, when I occasionally play.
You wear two gloves.
Well, I grip the club a little bit too tight. I actually play with batting gloves.
You wear gloves to play mini golf?
Well, no, I go through the golf gloves a little bit too quickly because they're thinner. So I wear batting gloves when I play.
We got some women. I haven't seen it. I have seen one guy do it. Wear gloves when they play tennis. Because your hand does sweat a lot.
Really?
But it's kind of weird to see somebody in a glove playing tennis.
Yeah, that sounds
weird. I don't know about a tennis glove.
Yeah.
A
little different.
Someone's going to make some money off a tennis glove now. It's going to be a new hot thing.
Joe Rose tennis gloves.
Just get Fed to wear it once, man. You'll be a millionaire.
It's true.
pretty good idea.
Yeah.
As worn by Roger Federer.
Right, and Joe Rose.
Joe Rose tennis gloves.
And Ira.
I think Fed wants to go in business. We'll come up with a new
That's
idea.
That's it.
The new glove.
All right, so we were browsing through looking for stories for the headlines today. I had no idea Doug Gottlieb was still in our business, but he is. He's working for Fox, and of course he had a hot take because he's, I guess, trying to stay relevant.
What'd he do?
He was talking about Lamar Jackson and Sam Darnold, and he said, I would still to this day take Sam Darnold over Lamar Jackson. It's the long-term play. If you want to tell me that Lamar Jackson is a good long-term play, you're going to tell me that Cam Newton was a good long-term play, too. Lamar is Cam without the attitude and arrogance.
Huh. Interesting take.
I mean, it's interesting, but it's pretty trash right now.
You'd rather have Sam Darnold?
No.
No.
It's not a very good take.
It's a trash take.
No, but he said long run. He said down the road, when you're talking 7 or 8 years and you get around 30 years old, he thinks Darnold will still be going strong and Lamar's body is going to break down. The one I disagree, I take Cam Newton 1 overall again.
Right. Not even a question.
I'd take those years they got with Cam Newton. I know he's not going to play like the other guys, but nobody can tell me Cam Newton's been even close to being a bust. I'd take him every day of the week.
Do you think Sam Darnold ever gives you an MVP season?
Not with Adam Gase.
Okay. Well, Lamar Jackson's
about
to do it.
Stop with that quarterback guru.
He just did so well with Peyton Manning. I
got
to
stop.
It.
He's getting
get
way.
So did I.
Jay Cutler? Yeah, that great season with Jay Cutler?
That just gets me going.
By the way, I threw 45 touchdowns in Madden with Peyton Manning, but I'm not going around saying that.
But Peyton Manning wasn't good until he got to Denver. Gase got his hands on him.
Your sarcasm is oozing through the mic.
We have another baseball story today, by the way. I feel like we're setting a record for baseball stories, even though they're not even playing right now. But Major League Baseball has removed weed from its list of banned substances.
I did see that, man. You know the other leagues are going, hey, what the hell's going on? Major League Baseball, those guys can smoke. Why can't we?
It's kind of surprising baseball would do that. They're a little bit stiff over there, aren't they?
I think it's just a matter of time in all four leagues and allow guys. Coming soon. That's going to be the next thing. Coming soon.
You think it's more surprising that they're allowing guys to smoke weed or for the first time, I believe, they're testing now for cocaine?
They are, yeah. They're testing for coke and opioids.
Right, for the first time. Like, are you kidding?
But they're doing that to try to help players out. That's actually a nice thing.
I understand that, but it's the first time. Like,
I'm just surprised they removed weed because baseball seems like it's not the most easygoing sport.
I got I remember when baseball had a huge, huge drug problem with coke going back to the Pirates. And had a cousin that was a pitcher, and he went through it, and they had big problems. Gave names, mobsters were involved. I mean, it was a bad story. They had a little speed problem in baseball. I'm surprised that this kind of a big deal now. I thought it was a big deal in the 80s.
Is that part of the Irishman movie?
No, that's a different. Mr. Buffalino.
I finished
a different
it, by
deal.
The way.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Now that, yeah.
I finished it. Russ Buffalino, well done.
I'm going to go after it this weekend.
It was really good.
Three
it's
and
long.
A half hours.
That's why I just tried to set it all up.
No, you did a great. You were the movie preview guy, and you did a really good job putting it together.
You did give us a nice background on it, but right. Now, I mean, a 3.5 hour movie is intense.
It's long. It's not.
No,
a one-sitter.
No. You got to make sure you're not tired, or you'll doze off, if it's
you will.
Good. It's a long time.
There's a lot of action in that movie, though.
Anyway, we'll move on from baseball. I don't even know when baseball season starts, but.
Don't start doing
whatever.
Spring.
Now, why do you always have to take when you don't like something? Now all of a sudden,
well, no one likes it.
You don't know spring training's coming up, and you don't know when the season's like. Stop. Why do you? Okay, you made your point. You're not a big baseball guy, and that's an old guy sport. Now go ahead. What else?
One more final story here. You guys saw the banana at Art Basel, right?
Yeah.
The banana that was taped on the wall. There were a couple of them actually, because they're just bananas. And one guy ate one, which I'm sure you saw the video of. Some guy walked in, took it off the wall, and ate it. Now, the banana was selling for $120,000. A couple actually bought one. Billy and Beatrice Cox bought one of the bananas for more than $100,000.
Why?
They are going to display it at an art museum somewhere. They're going to donate and display
Why?
It.
Tell them for $20,000, I got another one for them.
Why? Was there beautiful colors around
the
banana?
Well, it came with a certificate of authenticity from the artist. They did say the banana has to be replaced every so often.
For $30,000, I'll replace that banana.
I don't.
For them.
I don't. Sometimes, I'll be honest.
They
don't
compared the artwork to Andy Warhol's Campbell's soup cans.
I just don't.
Which
get
initially
it.
Was met with mockery,
they,
according
can we
to
just
the
throw
article.
It out there and
they
say
call
that
it art
basil people are all weird.
They call it
like they're
art.
All weird.
I don't get. Now we got some. Great
I don't
stuff.
Get it.
We got some beautiful stuff.
No, no,
downstairs.
It's nice downstairs. But I'm talking about the people that come in and buy a banana for $120,000. Like I want to live that life where I don't care about $120,000 and I can buy a banana. Because listen, I'm going to be honest. It's 29 cents a pound at the farmer's market by my house. $120,000, they could probably buy the whole store.
Well, I'm guessing the artist was like, maybe I can get some idiot to buy this.
Right, and it worked.
Well,
why aren't we doing art stuff for Art Basel?
Do you buy art? Are you a collector?
Nope. Couldn't tell you. Outside of something I like and usually something that I actually go, hey, that's kind of cool. And the wife tells me it's really ugly. So I don't even.
So you have a bad eye for the art
I have
game.
A bad eye. No, I like stuff. You know what I like? I love that stuff downstairs. When we come down,
it is nice.
I
right.
go, man, I like this. Who did this?
You should offer $300,000 for it.
Why don't you put in an offer?
Beautiful, right. man. I see stuff I like, but usually stuff I like, nobody else likes. Just kind of like, I like to go to break, and you guys want to keep going. Because
you
want to
buy
the
a banana?
8 o'clock hour is coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.